This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney here. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday into Thursday, everybody. Hump Day is supposed to be that day, right, where you can see the end in sight. You might have a day off coming up. But, of course, the world we work in now, who knows? You probably work crazy hours like so many of us do and maybe have off, maybe you don't. But be happy. It is really crazy out there, folks. And we got things to talk about at the border, and we have things to talk about with the lying congressman from New York who is going to get his day in court. He's going to get hit pretty hard. The charges are severe. Let's talk about the border first. Hundreds of troops have arrived at the border because we've got Title 42 expiring, and there's a lot of nervous, anxious people. You have another 950, because now there's 550 troops, mostly from the Army, that are helping Customs and Border Patrol, but now you're going to have another 950, mostly from the Marines and Army, that are going to get there by the end of the month. I mean, the surge, even before the expiration of 42 earlier in the week, has been insane. We're talking 10,000 along the southern border on Monday, and a little bit up, almost 500 more added to that total on Tuesday. And I'll give you an example. I was reading a story about Team Brownsville, and people can hear us in Brownsville. Shout out to all of you. They processed 844 migrants on Tuesday. 30 were children, and they're at capacity, and they rely on volunteers. It's a nonprofit. 800 to 1,000 asylum seekers a day over the last 2 weeks. That's what they're talking about there. And you have people that are coming from Venezuela, Central American countries. They got all their belongings and a manila envelope with immigration documents, or they don't have them and they're hoping they can get through, or they got screwed up somehow with the documents and they're trying to kind of streamline that. So there's a steep increase when we knew this was going to happen, and there has to be more accountability or more people that can process. But how do you do that? Because you only have so many places where you can look, where you can go for the food and the shelter and all of that. And some of the migrants who come in, if they can get through, they're too afraid to go anywhere because they're afraid about being processed. So they hang around outside churches hoping that they'll be helped. This is what's been described to me, that, you know, agents are handing out flyers to the people who have been living on sidewalks outside some of these churches to ask them to visit a Customs and Border Protection Enforcement Center for processing, saying that on the flyer they'd be processed by officers and placed on the correct immigration path, because this is the other problem with this, not being on the right path. And so many of these people have been moving along for who knows how long in some really scary conditions to get to the border, with confusion over what does that mean. Now, listen, there's cities that are trying to tap into resources because they know that that's going to trigger more migration further north. And what does that mean? So it means, you know, emergency declarations, and what do you do when the city's at their breaking point? That's what the current mayor of Chicago is saying, that, you know, what, we can't support all this, because that's what then happens. Where do the people go? And Chicago Mayor Lightfoot issued an emergency declaration saying the city's resources are stretched to the breaking point. The facilities are full, full, full. They're already grappling with all of this, and people don't want to go back. Of course they don't want to go back, especially some of them when they're gang-related or fearing for their life, whatever it might be. And then there's the other side of this, the other sick, terrible side of it, is how they're being taken advantage of, fake documents and all of that. And if they've got fake documents, it's not true documentation. Well, of course, it's not going to, doesn't matter what they paid to some coyote, somebody who duped them, they don't have the paperwork that they need to continue on that immigration path. So we're going to have a lot of chaos. We know that, but I know many of you in the listening area talk about it. You have family along the border. You're concerned about what's happening there. And you, then some of you have expressed it. You're incredibly sad for the people and what can be done. But this is the same question that we're asking over and over again, because it just keeps getting passed off. Nobody really wants to deal with it. It's a hot potato, and it's one that now has gotten so out of control. It's kind of like the difference between a problem and a dilemma. Something starts off as a problem. Do you ever have one of these in your life, and you bury your head in the sand, you just keep ignoring it, and then guess what happens? It might not happen tomorrow. It might be years, but then it becomes a dilemma. And so we have a dilemma. We have a huge dilemma on our hands. Let's talk about George Santos. He's been charged with fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, false statements, just so much for all of those lies that have led to this point. 13 counts. And he was taken into custody by the FBI on Long Island. He hurriedly left Washington knowing that they were going to, of course he had to, they're unsealing the document and he's going to have to face the music for all of this. And boy, you add some of this up, even if some of them fell by the wayside, unemployment benefit fraud, wow, co-sponsoring bill to recoup fraudulent COVID benefits. And you think of this, just the audacity. There just was no boundary to this guy. Prosecutors claim he used the funds on personal expenses, including luxury designer clothing. He fraudulently applied for COVID-related unemployment, even though he was working, and he's a co-sponsor of that bill that would help states recoup, like I just said, the fraudulent COVID-19 unemployment insurance benefits. Was he thinking like, oh yeah, that's me. That's me. This is just so ridiculous. He's being released on $500,000 bond, and his next court appearance is set for June 30th, but the New York congressman cannot continue. I mean, it's just so ridiculous that he said he was going to run again. With the wire fraud and the counts of wire fraud and the money laundering and all of that, it's just ridiculous. And of course he pled not guilty to the 13 federal charges, I guess assuming that somehow he's going to try to wiggle out of all of this. But from what I understand, they really have so much on him. I mean, just so much on him. It's one thing to make a lie up about going to a school, or let's say you did go to the school and you're saying you were a volleyball star, and of course you're not a volleyball star. That's another thing completely. But this is way beyond that. And didn't we know that this was going to happen? Of course we knew this was going to happen, because you just keep following the money, and you know that there was going to be something here involved with money, and sure enough it is. And so keep watch on this one. This is a wild, wild, crazy, crazy, crazy story. And forget about him serving, and then the people who have been cheated of good representation, of decent representation, did not get it. They elected the wrong guy, but they were duped because he was not vetted correctly. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Vantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Joins us. She's written a book called The Plans He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional from freedom from alcohol. Wait till you hear her story and how powerful it is. Roseanne, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
Why'd you write this book?
You know, it's really a book about my personal walk. I am a person that kind of drank for a variety of reasons, the reasons that society tells you you should drink, you know, for social events, for sporting events. When you go out and you have a romantic dinner, you go to happy hour with friends. You know, when I got older, it was, you know, for children's birthday parties. It doesn't matter. Every event seemed to involve alcohol. And then later it was, you know, to manage stress and anxiety. And then one day you say, hey, I really shouldn't be doing this as much anymore. And it becomes like an, uh-oh, why can't I stop? This is difficult. And I was super resistant against any form of, you know, the AA thing. Not that I don't want to take away from it because it's helped save so many lives, you know, over the decades. But for me, I was like, I really don't want to label myself. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I just want to stop drinking. And then COVID hit, and I started getting really nervous about my drinking habit because it was pretty serious. And I quit, but I also found a coaching program, a secular coaching program that really changed and transformed my life, like over a period of 3 months. And I was like, wow. This is super transformational. Why would I want to go back to where I was? And I started working for them, and I started enrolling people in the program, and I recognized a lot of Christians coming in, and I'm a Christian, and just really looking for that faith-based aspect as well, and I'd encourage them that I was a Christian and it was, you know, okay to go through this. And they were very, like, I recognized a lot of biblical principles and the things that I learned. So I just started documenting it and the client and sharing it with clients, and they're like, oh, this is so good. You need to continue this. And that's kind of how it came about, you know, me documenting that journey with things I recognized that were always in God's word. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
So, wow, you know, you knew you had that problem, you stopped drinking, you find the answer to that, and then you find that, this is bigger. Like you said, that there were so many Christians that were involved. What am I missing here? Give us a little piece of that. What would someone find out in getting The Plan He Has For Me, which is a brilliant title?
It's knowing that there is a bigger plan, right? That, you know, I feel like there were lots of promises about how alcohol makes your life wonderful, and that's certainly what I believed. But when I found out, you know, what I really found out when I took it away is there's a much bigger plan, right? I get to use my gifts. I get to wake up with joy. I get to be healthier. My resting heart rate has gone down. My weight has gone down. My joy has gone up. My peace has gone up. You know, I'm just a more confident person, and I was, like, in the house with the blinds closed drinking. So, you know, that's what I want people to know, is there's a better plan. Our subconscious minds are lying to us about, you know, our need for it. And so I try to spend this 12 weeks showing people that there's a different path, and one that provides so much joy, and that, you know, there is a better plan.
And you and I talked up there, and you said something that I wrote down immediately. You talk about fill your life with purpose and the importance of forgiving yourself and others. Why don't people do that?
You know, it's hard. Because we don't see it when we're drinking, basically. Yeah. And that's why it takes 12 weeks. You know, the first kind of 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, your body's detoxing, and, you know, we're looking for other habits to put in place with our drinking. Like, so instead of grabbing a drink, what else can we do to solve that problem? So that's the first part. Then the second part is, like, okay, you have all this space in your life. You're not drinking, you're not recovering from drinking, and you're not thinking about how to stop drinking. So we took something out. What are we going to put back in? We have a gift. We've been put on this earth for a purpose. Let's start using that. What have you always wanted to do? What hobby did you used to engage in that you're not anymore? What can you go back to school for that you've always dreamed to do about? You have the time now, right? And we also, in that second 4 weeks, we do focus, as you mentioned, on forgiveness, because a lot of people have these stories that haunt them in their mind. And so we really talk a lot about forgiveness of self and forgiveness of others, so that we don't have to live in the past, that we can look forward to the future, because God doesn't want us to be stuck in our past, because it limits the ability to have purpose and, you know, live a life of joy that was intended, really.
For you, writing, and again, this book you can get on Amazon or wherever great books are sold, The Plan He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional for freedom from alcohol. What was it like putting this together? Because it sounds like, well, you just wanted to share it with the world.
Yeah, and I look back, like, I'm almost 3 years now, and I look back, and I don't think I could write that today. It was written so shortly after the experience of putting alcohol to the side that it's kind of, you know how you have an experience in life, and the further away you get from it, the harder it is to really be detailed about what you're going through. And mm-hmm. So I am so appreciative that I wrote this with the experience kind of raw and the emotions raw. And so what I find is as people go through this, they're like, oh my gosh, you're speaking to me. And that is the most wonderful thing. When you buy the book, you have access to a free Facebook, a private Facebook group. What people don't know when they're drinking and they're having all these conversations about, I call it mental gymnastics. I'll only drink on the weekends. I'll only drink with friends. I'll only drink after five. I'll only drink on holidays. And when you get into this private group, you realize everyone's having the same thought. And not feeling alone is really important to this walk. Like, wait a minute, I'm not the only one struggling. This is pretty typical. And that's what I want people to know, that you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have kind of what I call fallen for the lie. I mean, not everybody is affected by alcohol in this way, but it is a pretty big problem in our society that people don't have an outlet, you know, to try and figure out in a manner that deals with no shame, right? I'm trying to take out all of the languaging about recovery, alcoholic, sober. I'm like, no, I'm choosing to be alcohol free because it is a much better way to live. And that's, that's something I really want to work hard at getting across, that there doesn't need to be shame and a choice to make your life better.
Yeah, and one of the takeaways you told me that I thought was fascinating, too, is about rewiring your brain and that there's a science-based approach here, too, right?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. God designed our brains to, be efficient. And when we learn things, it's stored in our unconscious or subconscious mind. So that's why we can go to and from work without even realizing how we did that. You know, we can be talking on the phone doing something else. And so the same as, you know, good habits can be stored in our subconscious mind, bad habits can be too. And so what we're working on is creating a new neural pathway that feels more natural. Now, that may be a little bit uncomfortable at first because it's not easy to change any habit. But the thing is, the practice, and that's, again, the reason for the 12 weeks, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So it is a science-based approach, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Perfect place to end this. Pick it up, the plans he has for me, a 12-week daily devotional from Freedom from Alcohol. Roseanne Forte, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there's been a dramatic drop in Border Patrol encounters since Title 42 ended last week, but he said it's too early to say the expected surge has peaked. The new chair of the National Economic Council says preventing default is a basic responsibility of Congress. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Leo Brainard noted that Congress has prevented default 78 times in a row, and the Biden administration expects lawmakers to, quote, do what is necessary to prevent default again. Biden is expected to meet with congressional leaders on Tuesday, CNN reports. Ukrainian President Zelensky says an upcoming military counteroffensive is aimed at freeing occupied territory in his nation. Speaking in Berlin on Sunday, Zelensky said, quote, we don't attack Russian territory. We liberate our own legitimate territory. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wow, this book is what I call one of those books where you need a shot of inspiration, or you're even feeling melancholy and you don't know what it is, but you want to put the words to it. I know I've had feelings like this, and I know many of you have, whether you're a woman or whether you're a man listening to this show. So I'm pleased to take you to the UK on this edition of Author's Corner to have a conversation with Serena and Selena Raja, who have put together what I think is, again, that kind of a book of poetry. It's called Women of Wounds, and they have such an interesting story. Imagine twins. They are a twin, twin sisters, and wait till you hear how this all unfolded for them. Selena and Serena, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So let's start with, how did this come about? How did you discover that both of you were into writing poetry?
So I've been writing poetry since I was 12 years old. A lot of it was inspired by the wars in Syria and in countries that were experiencing wars at that time. And then Selena was writing when she was 16, wasn't it?
15.
And Selena had written a poem, which I was very, very proud of. And she had showed me, and I was amazed. And I said, I write poetry too. I've just kind of kept it private. It wasn't something that I wanted to share, just writing it for myself. And then I was just amazed how we could write poetry. And then I've been writing novels on the side, and I always wanted to have some of my work published and become a published author. And then Selena had this amazing idea, why don't we just put both of our poems into one book and publish a book together? And I thought, that's amazing. It's something that I thought would happen in my late 20s, my early 30s, but for our 21st birthday party, Selena gave me an awesome gift. She got a confirmation for a book deal. So that's how one will
How it began. Wow, how exciting. And you really tackle a lot of different things. And Serena, you mentioned it there. You talk about the wars in Syria. Explain how you think the impact of those wars are on the world, on people, and just the way the media covers it.
So in terms of how the media covers it, I personally think that a lot of the wars happening in Syria, Palestine, and other countries, they are not addressed enough in the media. They're kind of just sugarcoated or like kind of brushed under the carpet. I'd say like less than 50% of what really is happening is being discussed. A lot of it's been ignored, and that's why the wars are continuing. You know, I don't think many people are discussing it enough. So that's kind of what inspired me to write. I thought, you know, I can write. It's some talent that I think I have, and I'm going to use my talent to kind of just raise awareness and try to get these people the help that I think they could get if they're getting enough attention, and if I'm really showing it as it is, like really showing the harsh reality that civilians are facing.
Yeah, I like that. And Selena, something that you talk about is, oh gosh, so many people walk around with this and just can't discuss it. They have no way to find an outlet. You talk about dealing with what I call mental disease or mental illness, which, again, is so, so prevalent. Talk about that for our listeners.
Yeah, so as we grew up, my sister and I, we obviously came across obstacles ourselves, and we noticed a lot of suffering around us. With time, as we grew up, the whole issue of mental illness, you know, there wasn't enough awareness again. This book is really about awareness. There wasn't enough awareness. There was too much stigma around it, too much taboo. And we thought, obviously, we struggled ourselves, and we know so many other people that are doing it, they're suffering in silence. Maybe if we wrote this book, and if I shared some of my intimate experiences and things like that, it would make a big impact on someone. And it has. I know a lot of people have benefited from this book, and I know a couple of people who've actually got help from reading our book and things. I think everyone can relate to it, and it's really good.
I think as well, like with a lot of young people especially, I think everyone goes through a phase where they're a bit self-conscious, they're not too happy with their appearance, and they do things that they think would improve their appearances, make them happy within themselves. And I think when we're in secondary school, especially in like year 9 and year 10, we've seen a lot of our old friends or other people in our classes very, very unhappy with their appearances. There was a lot of them encouraging their friends to take skinny pills, and they're taking skinny pills, and some of them had anorexia. They weren't talking about it, but it was very, very obvious from like they refused to eat, they wouldn't go out, you know, they just lost a dramatic amount of weight in such a short time. And I think seeing that really, really impacted us as well. Yeah. We really thought that, you know, these things are real and they're not being discussed. Like, geez, that person's obviously suffering. Why have they not told anyone? It's obvious. And I just think there could have been a lot more help available in our school as well.
Like they covered, like it was like everyone would wear a mask and they were kind of covering.
Yeah.
Like everything that they post on Instagram and things like that, it's always a happy side. No one showed the really the deep and dark things that come with it.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. And, you know, along those same lines, Serena, it's interesting. I asked you when we were having a discussion off the air, what was your favorite poem that that you wrote? Tell us about that.
So my the one that I wrote or Serena wrote, sorry?
Serena.
So the favorite poem of mine that I wrote would probably be Your Loss, and it's about the death of the biggest pillar in our family, my mum's uncle. I wrote that poem 1.5 years after he died, and I remember giving it to my friend to read before the book was published, and she said you could tell the wound was so fresh when you had written it, and I was like, no, I wrote this 1.5 years after his death. And I think why it's so special is not only the discussing the smile of my uncle and just kind of painting him as the way he was, like a happy man, a man who always teased, but it's also something everyone can relate to. You know, I wanted to specifically address my uncle in that poem, but I thought if I address him, it's kind of limiting to who someone can relate this to. So I left it open because I think everyone grieves. You know, you'll grieve, you'll lose someone. That's just life. And I think everyone could relate to it. And I think a lot of people who had read it as well, family and friends, they read it and they were also saying that this is one of my favorite poems from you. It's just so relatable. And that's definitely my favorite one.
Yeah. Tell me about Fake Friends.
Fake Friends is a very popular poem from our book. Fake Friends is
about fake friends. It's something, you know, people in your life come and go, and it's a poem that is not necessarily from our experiences. Of course, it's from our experiences, this whole book is, but there is also something everyone can relate to. Everyone's had that one person they thought they'd be with forever, and then, you know, tables turn and things have changed. The reason I was very indecisive whether or not to publish this poem, but when I gave my friends, some of my really good friends, this poem, they're like, you need to publish it so many people can relate to it. And it's amazing the amount of, like, feedback we've got from it.
Yeah,
like,
it's so
a lot of people have said that, you know, I felt so bad, I lost this friend, but now I realize I don't need them, and, you know, I've become closer to my family. It's really good to see the impact it's had.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I like that. And then kind of as what I think is a really funny poem in a way, and I guess it's because of the title of it, and Americans can relate to this, but anybody around the world can, frankly, with their reach. Who doesn't like ice cream? You have one called Ben and Jerry's. Tell us about Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry, well, my sister and I are, like, big Ben and Jerry's fans. That poem itself is about sisterhood. It's about falling out of a relationship and trying to slowly build it back. Anybody can relate to it, whether it's your friend, whether it's your sister, your twin. It's just about, you know, rebuilding that friendship. And Ben and Jerry are obviously like best friends, and that's how I what I think of me and Serena with Ben and Jerry.
I think as well as like watching a family member of yours kind of just suffer, and then, like you said, just kind of going apart, and then just kind of reconnecting again and building that sisterhood back. Also being grateful for what you've had.
Yeah, grateful for what you've had. Okay, and again, we're speaking with Selena and Serena Raja, and you can get the book Women of Wounds on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So easy for everybody listening in this audience. Like I said, it's the book where you can pick it up and read the whole thing through and then find other meanings, because that's what happens, I think, with poetry. So, Serena, was it hard to pick out the poems that you were going to put in this?
Definitely, yeah, it was hard to pick up the poems. I think a lot of the poems as well, I was adding things, taking them away, so that made it even harder, because there's some of them a bit years ago, and I was reading back, like, oh, that's a bit cringe, or maybe that's, like, needs to be discussed a bit more. I know with the Living Nightmare poem I wrote about the wars, I added so much into that poem, yeah, like, I added so much about Omrin Thethnis that wasn't in there first, but it was definitely hard. I think it was harder for Sina because she had so many.
Yeah, I had so many poems. I think I have about 20 more that I didn't put in the book, and I was so indecisive which one I want to put in the book. And there was one poem. It was too long, so I made that one poem three separate poems, named them different things. But even now when I'm reading through my old poems, I'm like, I wish I put this one in there. And we have one that's not in the book, me and Serena, and it has the same title, and we're kind of arguing, no, you can't put yours in the book if I can't put mine in. So now we both kind of regret it.
We should put it in.
How fun. How's the reaction been with your friends to, wow, you have this out there in the world? You know, a lot of people talk about sharing their words, sharing poetry, which is personal, and they just never get around to it. You two, at such a young age, have done that. What was that like to share it with the people close to you?
It was definitely nerve-wracking.
It was nerve-wracking. It's a mix of every emotion, kind of. I think a lot of them had a lot of, like, pride in us. They kind of knew that we wanted to do this thing when we were young, and they just knew we would do something with our lives, you know. And it was definitely nerve-wracking to let them read the poems, because some of them were really, really raw. And I think every poem, someone was like, was that about you? But it was just kind of us explaining, it's not just about us. A lot of poems are also about the things that we've seen and other people's experiences. The people who we mentioned in the acknowledgements, we wrote obviously about them because they were so supportive and they had so much pride in us. But after we published this book, their pride for us expanded.
Yeah.
And it was really good to see that how supportive they were and how proud. And it even opened up their minds to, like, issues of mental illness and things. I know it's not very discussed much in my family amongst ethnic minorities in general. So it's good to see that it's actually not necessarily raising awareness, like, public, but also people in our household who really needed it.
We had a lot of a good support system around us, and I think they really helped us kind of make our dreams come true. And, like, with my parents, like, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. They were just so supportive. They have so much faith in us, and they helped us get to where we are today. So I think in terms of them, it was just exciting to show them that, look, your help got us where we are today. But I think other family members, it was a little nerve-wracking because we didn't even tell them we were doing this. It was just a big surprise.
It just come out one day and they were like, did you guys really write this? And I kept it quiet. Yeah.
Wow. Well, they should be proud of you, and I think your words have absolute meaning and resonate, especially in the world today. Selena and Serena, thank you so much.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joins us. He's written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years, and it is it's a game changer, definitely. And we've talked to him in the past, and I'll tell you what, when you talk to Leonard, you feel like you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm serious. So Leonard, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So this book, tell us about why you wrote it and what you want people to take away from reading it.
Well, I wrote it because I retired 5 years ago. I spent my career in the food industry, so I'm pretty well read on nutrition and diet and exercise and such and the impact those have on your health. And I looked around my friends and family and myself, too, and my conclusion was that these people were not very healthy and that they were on their way to an early demise that was totally unnecessary. So I started doing some research into it and read a lot. And what's wonderful about today is there's so much information available and much of it for free, although I had to pay for a lot of it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there's so much information that we don't know about, and it shocked me, even as a career professional. So how can we expect, you know, regular people who don't deal with this stuff every day, are not deeply involved in the science of it, how can we expect them to be aware? And the answer is they're not. And, you know, the media does not do a very good job of educating us about information and studies that are out there. I hear all the time these conspiracy theories. Oh, well, you know, the drug industry doesn't want us to know that eating a high-fiber diet will reduce your blood pressure. Well, maybe they don't want us to know, but it took me 30 seconds to find that study on Google Scholar.
Yes, boy, it shows you. And your book is filled with gems like that. And one of the things I like that you talk about right from the get-go is to just, I think people get overwhelmed, too, and they have excuses for why they can't implement something. And you say, just make a change a week.
That's right. But we look at ourselves where we are now, and we project where we'd like to be, and the gap is quite large. And we say it's too big of a jump. I don't know how to make that leap. It's too far. So we end up doing nothing. And that's a big mistake. So the trick is, as you said, any big intractable problem, the way to solve it is to break it up into little pieces, make it easy, make it even a game, and add these little changes to your lifestyle. And I'll emphasize over and over again in my book the fact that this is a lifestyle change, not something that you change for a week or a month or 3 months, not the exercise of the month club. No, this is something you're going to add these little changes to your lifestyle and then keep them there for the rest of your life. And whether you're 25 or 85, it doesn't really matter that much, meaning there's something you can do. You can improve. You can get better. You can be better. And there's no reason not to try. And that's why the book is called Live As Long As You Dare, because you have to dare. You have to want to.
Yeah, I love that. You're right. I love that. Live as long as you dare. All right, so you're not going to tell us everything, but give us a couple of tips that people listening right now can, while they're waiting for the book to arrive at their house, that they can put to good use.
Okay. Well, I start the book off with attitude, okay? Very important to have a positive attitude and to have a vision. Regardless of your age, you should have a personal vision. And, you know, usually when we talk about something at 2 or 3 weeks or a month, we don't call it a vision, we call it a goal. Okay, that's good. Have a goal. You need some goals for what you're going to accomplish in the next couple weeks, next month. How about the next year? How about the next 3 years, 5 years? How about 50 years? Okay, I'm 68 years old right now, and I tell my daughter I want to live for another 50, and she rolls her eyes, and then she watches me and what I'm doing and the impact it's having on my health, and now she's worried because she thinks I might actually do it. So you can do it. The point is, have a vision for where you want to go and what you want to achieve. If you have a longer-term vision, especially when you get older like me, so 68, I say, well, gee, I'm not going to take on that project of writing that book or taking that trip. It's too much. I'm too old for that. Well, if I don't have that, change it around and I say, well, gee, I'm going to live another 20, 30, 50 years, 50 years. I got plenty of time. Why wouldn't I start writing that book? Why wouldn't I take that extra course? Why am I not learning how to speak French? Why not? And I emphasize in the book as well that the proper question for us at our age is not why anymore. Why was great when we were 5 years old? The right question today is why not? Why am I not doing this? So I start with there, attitude and vision and having a plan for where I want what I want to achieve while I'm here. And then we talk about activity and how to be active, productively active, not painfully active. Pain is usually a sign that we're doing something wrong. We should listen to our bodies when our bodies hurt. The reason why they hurt, don't just ignore it. There's pain, no gain, nonsense. There's a teeny bit of truth to it when it comes to muscles, meaning muscular pain is an ache. That's good pain, okay? But when your joints and are hurting, that's bad pain. You have to be able to differentiate between those two, and you don't want to go there. We want to be able to increase our capability every month, week, year, as opposed to allowing it to decline. Make it play. Make it fun. If you don't like doing something, you're not going to do it. So find an exercise or a routine that you actually enjoy doing. You're likely to do it much more. Talk about food. There's so much misinformation out there about food, good foods and bad foods. Good diets, bad diets, and most of it is either obsolete or absolutely wrong scientifically. I won't go into all the details, but the biggest takeaway I would give you is that bigger issue for us is not what we eat, it's how much we eat. That's the bigger issue. I'm not saying that you should avoid sugar. Yes, avoid sugar. Moderate your carbs. Yes, carbs should be taken in balance with your activity level. If you're inactive, carb level, carb intake should be low. If you're very active, like a marathon runner, you better be eating bowls and bowls of pasta or you're literally going to starve yourself to death. So carbs in balance with activity, sugar as low as you can. We don't need any sugar, okay? And incorporate good foods that contain fiber and antioxidants into your diet. That's critical. And, you know, it's so easy to do. Turmeric is a very nice spice. It's mild, very high in antioxidants. Why not put a little turmeric in your oatmeal in the morning?
Mm.
Why not wear cocoa powder, also very high in antioxidants? How about when you make that stir fry tonight with rice and whatever else you put the vegetables? Why not throw a tablespoon of turmeric in there? You can do it. When you make mashed potatoes, put some turmeric in it. Or if you're making mashed sweet potatoes, put some turmeric in it. That's just one example. You can add turmeric to your diet and keep it there virtually every day for the rest of your life. And it's not hard, not painful, and actually it's fun. It's delicious.
Wow, so that's
actually,
a great
tip. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in ways we've never done before. I call it extreme self-care. You can start by observing. Look at your body. Look in the mirror. Look in the scale. Listen to it. How's it feel? Observe, and then be aware. What does that mean? What is my body trying to tell me? Okay? And then do something about it. Okay? If I have a little too much belly fat, okay, what can I do about that? Let's go find out. There are some steps you can take, actually fairly easy ones, that will help you get rid of that. It doesn't happen overnight, and that's, you know, part of the problem. People expect to be close. Well, it's not going to happen. It took a long time for that belly fat to get there. It's going to take a little while to get rid of it, but you can do it. The trick is to break it up into little pieces into the game. I give the readers 101 little changes that you can make in your life and your lifestyle that are going to improve your health, help you live longer and healthier.
Oh, I love that. 101 little changes.
And I suggest making one change a week. Not hard. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, you got to get that mindset. So good. So good. And it's a perfect time for people to do this because we start to assess what's going on in our lives as we get to the beginning of the next year. And here we are at this point. So this is a great time for this. Again, the book is Live As Long As You Dare. I think you're going to live to be, who knows how old, Leonard. A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years. For sure. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon or B&N, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Leonard, thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. All the best and live as long as you dare, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening to this conversation. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.